Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where there's palm trees blowing in the wind, and the sun is shining bright also. Yes, it is. Right here in the beautiful Orlando, Florida. Wish you were here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Beautiful city, beautiful city. You ought to be here right about now. Truly, we want to thank God for you, you and you, those that listen, pardon me, on a continual basis. We want to thank God for you today, for how God is moving and blessing you today. Yes, we want to thank you today. Amen, amen. And you give us a call, if you will, at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. You can give us a call, if you will. And just say hello or give us a praise report or whatever. But we do thank God for what he's already done. We pardon me. We thank God for touching Ricky there in Jacksonville. We thank God for touching him. We thank God for touching Ashton, I think his name is, there in St. Thomas, who was in an accident. We thank God for touching these two young men right now. We're giving God praise for what he is doing, and they are mending and recovering, and all they are going to have a great life. Yes, they are, and we thank God for it today. We are also praying for Sharon Leonard that is in the hospital. We're praying for Sharon Leonard that's in the hospital. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you made her. Lord, we ask right now that you touch her right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Robert Battle, Father God, who's also in the hospital. Continue to touch him in the mighty name of Jesus. You made him, God. You know all about him, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for today, God. We thank you for touching Sidney McKenzie, the pastor in the UK. We thank you for touching him today, God, and making ways out of nowhere for him, Lord God. Open up his eyes of understanding that he may receive that which you have for him. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the praise. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch the young men that are not saved today, these that we know, Michael Whitted Jr. and Michael Simpson and David Neverson. Father God, and Christopher Whitted Jr., we ask you to touch these young men right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make them every whit whole, Father. Give them the mind to stand on the word of God today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Father God, we ask you to touch Francesco, the man from Dominican Republic. Touch him today, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. He needs you at this hour, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching all our relatives, God. We thank you for touching our radio listeners today. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, we ask you to make a ways out of nowhere for them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, they need your help today, Father, like never before. Oh, my God, my God. Families, God, are going through much today, God. Oh, God, pastors are going through much today, God. Lord, touch them, the sickness in their bodies, God, the sickness in their congregation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you touch them today. Bring deliverance to them right now, to their children, Father God. Oh, Lord God, make that way for them right now. In Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it, God Almighty. Yes, we thank you, Lord. God is good to us today, you know, and I just don't know what I'd do without him myself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is one of those days, you know, one of those days. So you bear with us today when our engineer ain't here, and we having all kind of trouble going on over here, you know, praise God. Ah, God is good. I tell you, God is still good. He is still good. Yes, he is. Praise God. But let me give you a little word today. Amen. Thoughts are unborn words, the seeds of our utterances, the genesis of our conversations. Thoughts are unborn words, the seeds of our utterances, the genesis of our conversation. All right, so we trust that that little word for you today bless your heart. We sure trust God blesses your heart today. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We've been really into it right now, but we thank God. Still thank him. I have to thank him. Yes, yes, yes. We had a wonderful time on Bible study last night, Bible talk. We'll say Bible talk, because we just talk about things of the word and what God has done, experiences and all of that, what God has done and everything. So we call it Bible talk. Okay? Amen. I thought I would explain it to you today. Yes, yes, yes. It's a wonderful time. You should come out sometime at where we are. Glory be to God. You should come over and visit us sometime. Hallelujah. And the address is 31325 County Road 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. You need to come on out sometime and enjoy Jesus with us as we have a good time in the Lord. We laugh sometimes, and, you know, praise God. Things get real funny. Experiences that people had sometimes just make you laugh, you know. But still in all, God has worked. Glory to God, hallelujah. God has worked awesomely for us. Glory to God. And I don't mind telling you, God is an awesome God anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, today, you know, we may just talk with you about some of the awesomeness of God today, you know. And he made plans for us, you know. God has provided different things for us. He's provided a way for us. He's provided for us things like how to be happy, and he's provided for us to that we have food to eat, and you know that everything that concerns us has been provided by Almighty God. Now I know you don't think so when you're going through something, but if you look around, things aren't as bad as they seem. Now think about it. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, another thing is trouble just don't last always. Huh? You may have trouble for a season, and your season may be a little long. You may have a long, hot summer or cold, freezing winter. I don't know, but sometimes your seasons last a long time. Mm-hmm. But still, it's not going to be always. See, always is longer, right, than that season that it is. Glory to God. But we're just going to go through the scriptures today, and I'm going to go start in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians, the sixth chapter is what we're going to start with today. And we're going to start at the 10th verse. The favorite. This is the favorite. Most people remember it most of the time by heart, and someone is always, reciting this scripture, and everything. But we're going to talk about it today and what it means to you, too. Okay? All right. Are you ready, huh? We're starting at the 10th verse. And the word says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, when we talk about that, we can just stay right there. We can stay there all day and night, can't we? Finally, listen, my brethren, listen to what God is saying. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your might, but in the power of God. See, he has allotted you with so many things, if I foresay it. God has allotted you with so many things to be comfortable in life with. But we don't take him at his word. And we don't want to follow instructions either. You see, so many times we want to do it our way, and our way is just not the right way all the time. You understand? But let's go on. In the 11th verse, say, put on. See, now it's time for action. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, he's already established this to you, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now comes the instructions. You hear the instructions now. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, when God send you out to war, he send you out prepared. Did you see what I'm saying? But when you go out to war, you must do what? You must be prepared with everything that God has called you to have. Do you get the picture? He say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Now, when the enemy will come in, he comes in. And when he come in, the scripture also tell you, like a flood, you lift up a standard, well, against him. So that means to you that you are prepared for the war that you're in. You don't understand how you are prepared for it, do you? You can't even see it, can you? Well, let's just let this scripture open your eyes. He said the whole armor now. You don't just put on one part of it. You wouldn't put on your clothes and you would put on the top and won't put on the bottom. You won't necessarily leave your shoes off or something. You're going to put on everything, aren't you? All of your clothes is what you're going to put on when you go out. That's what you do. So you're about to be facing something here, a wall. You're facing the enemy. You have an enemy called the devil. And God knew that you had an enemy called the devil when you said that you were born again, when you have told the world that I am saved. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You have spoken that out, have you not, to the elements? So when you spoke it, you did what? The demons and devils come before you now to do what? To make you take them words back. That's all it is. He's trying to make you take it back. But God knew that this was going to happen when he put that devil there. He knew that something was going to go on. All kinds of chaos was coming, troubles and trials and tribulations, temptations, anxieties. He knew all this stuff was coming. So he said, put on the whole armor. He wants you to be ready for him. Huh? Tell the devil, say, I'm ready for you, devil. I'm ready for you. Now, if you ain't ready, don't say it, okay? But you say, I'm ready for you, devil, huh? He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, what he's telling you, he's surely going to come, huh? Because you are mine, this is what the Lord is doing. Because you are his, huh, he's going to fight you with everything he's got. And now you got to be prepared. So he tells him in the 12th verse, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, you don't always know what's going on, but it is some type of spiritual wickedness that is going on all around you in your life, in people in your life. All the people in your life are not good and not good for you. Because some of them is highly wicked. And they work what? They work unbeknownst to you. You don't know where they are. You don't know who they are, but they're constantly working against you. For God is telling you, the Bible is telling you, he says, tell you, you're not wrestling against the flesh and blood. It's not the person per se that you're working, that's working against you, but it's what? The spirit of that person. The enemy has taken control of them and causing them to do these things to you. I know you don't want to hear that, but this is the way it is. You might as well just understand it's the way it is, huh? You have all kind of powers that is against you, huh? You got the world of darkness that's against you because you came out of that world. You came out of darkness into the marvelous light, and he want to put your light out. That's all he's doing, trying to put your light out. That's all the devil is trying to do. So God is showing you here in the word how to brace yourself against this enemy, how to stand when you can't see no other way to go. Now you got to take this word and use it today. And the 13th verse says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor. Now he's telling you again. Now evidently some people only want to put on part of the armor. Because they love to be in temptation. They love to be in chaos. They love to have drama all around them. They love people to talk about them and everything. So they do all kind of things to get their attention. So God know that you only got part of the armor on. So what is he telling you? Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand anyhow. Now, you're trying to stand, and every time you look, something is going on. And I remember they used to say long time ago, say, if it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck at all. You heard that, didn't you? Well, luck ain't even in it, praise God. But there's an evil day that will come against you. When everything seems to be against you, even the weather would seem to be against you. But you have the power to stand up against it because God has given it to you when he told you that, huh? In the power of his might, that you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your might, but what? His might is where you need to be standing right now. This is what you need to do. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, find out if you dressed for this success. Are you dressed to be a winner? Find out right now if you're dressed to be a winner, because so many times you're not dressed to be a winner. You're only half dressed. You're only half believing what God is saying. So he's telling you for the second time, put on the whole armor of God. Take the whole armor of God on you. So you can withstand the evil day. No matter how hard these days are going now, let me tell you, you need to have your armor on right now. You need to be well-dressed today from head to toe, huh? When you get dressed from head to toe, there ain't nothing can come forth in there. Do you hear me? Nothing can shake you from where you are standing, because you're standing on the solid foundation. You're standing on some rocks that won't be moved. You're standing on the rock of Jesus. This is where you're standing. Do you understand? Glory be to God. You're going to stand anyhow. Now, the 14th verse says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Your loins girt about with truth. Now, what is loins? The loins is like the part of the body between the ribs and the hip bones, like that. Your reproductive organs all are being what? Covered. God have you covered. Do you hear what I'm saying? And then he says, after that, he said, after you have your loins girt about with truth, the truth of the word. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you've got to be girt about with Jesus. And he said, when you do that, then you have what? The breastplate of righteousness. You have a breastplate on to cover your heart. Do you understand? You have that breastplate on that keeps any arrows penetrating through. You have the breastplate on for protection. You notice it's up front, huh? It's like begin from your neck down to your loins. It's covering you, do you understand? Righteousness covers you. Righteousness exalted the nation, and sin is a reproach to any people, the word of God says. Do you hear me today? So you got to be covered today. You got to be fully covered. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to be fully covered, whoever you standing near of. Or just speak it to the atmosphere that you're going to stand anyhow. And then when you go to 15, it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet. Now, you think that your feet is not important, don't you? Nobody sees your feet. Well, let me tell you. First long, so people, when they look at you, the first thing they look at is your feet. And they start from your feet and go up, and they judge you by your feet and your shoes. Now, the Bible say with the preparation of the gospel of peace, now, you should have peace that passes all understanding. Is that right? And now your feet is going to take you where the war is. Wherever you go, there is going to be some type of conflict occurring. And your feet have to take you there. Is that right? But you're going to do what? See, it takes your feet to stand anyhow. When he told you, therefore, stand, you know, anyhow, you're going to stand. Because them feet is at peace, and it have you in a stable place. It cannot be moved. You will not be moved. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved, because your feet are standing on holy ground. You hear me? And them holy ground bring peace. Peace and not confusion where you're standing. Do you get the picture today? Oh, I know you get it today. And then the 16th says, above all, taking the shield of faith. See, while that shield is on you, that shield of faith and righteousness is on you. It's holding you there because you know that I can do it. Say, God is able. I can make it. I'll get through this. this too shall pass. You begin to speak the words of life to yourself. You speak the words of life to that situation. You speak the words of life to your body. This is what you have to continually do. You say it until you feel it. That's the way you do. And that shield of faith is there to help you get through it. And he say, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, because you do what? When you're standing in righteousness, huh, with peace on your feet, you standing there holding on to the bloodstained banner of the Lord. You standing in faith, huh? You are well covered in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear me? You well covered. See, you ain't half covered, ain't just a little drop on you. You are covered from your head to your toe. And when you are covered from your head to your toe, you know you're standing in faith. Huh? Faith is what's carrying you through. Faith is what making sure that you can stand against anything that the devil's shooting at you. Huh? Ain't no bullet can get through, just like Superman, huh? Bullet can't penetrate. Oh, my God, my God. That's something, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, you can handle it. Here, all he's telling you, you can handle it because you got God with you, right? Think about it now. You can handle it because you got God with you. But you say, I just can't get through it. I can't do it. And, you know, I can only tell you by experience what I experienced and know that God be with you. And half of the time, we don't even know God with us. And I remember that my son and I, we was in the hospital, and they were taking him through about being on dialysis and me putting him on and all this kind of craziness. And I told him, no, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. He said, why you can't do it? I said, one, I'm scared of needles, and two, I can't be sticking nobody else and myself either. And so he had a psychiatrist talk to me, which was a woman, and she was just, you know, talking to me, and all the time she was analyzing me. You see what I'm saying? And he said, the next time he talked to me, he said, so you don't think you can do it? I said, no, I don't think I can do that to my child. I can't do that. And he said, yes, you can. I said, well, what make you think I can? He says, well, because my wife told me, who is the psychiatrist, that you can do whatever you have to do when you got to do it. When there's no alternative, no other way, you do what you have to do. You hear what I'm saying? You got strength that you don't even know about. Do you get that, what I'm trying to tell you? This is what the doctor told me. And when he told me that, I kind of said, well, all right, then, if you say so. If you say so, I can do it, I can do it. So I put my mind to do it, and I did it. I didn't like it, and I was really nervous and all that. But still in all, when you got to do something, you put in a position where there's no other way to get the job done, you do it. Because God is the strength of your life. God is the one that gives you the strength in the first place. No, you can't do it. I can't do a lot of things, but God can through me. Because he said, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. So now there's a great God on the inside that is doing the work through me and through you. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Huh? Because he's given you everything you need. When he told you to put on the whole armor of God, that means that you got everything that you need already, from the top to the bottom. You got it all. Mm-hmm. You just need to be aware of it. Someone needs to do what? Encourage you to use what God has already given you to accomplish what he desires for you to accomplish. Do you get the picture? I sure hope you do, huh? Because unless you have the shield of faith, unless you're showed about with peace and righteousness, my God, you can't do anything if you shabbily dress, if you half dress. You can't do nothing. Huh? If you don't have the instruments that God has given you to get the job done. Every one of us have our own instruments, our own devils. Because devils have been assigned to you. Did you hear me? Each person, some demons and devils, have been assigned to you. So, therefore, you have to have. Now, my shield may have gold and pearls. Your shield may have rubies and diamonds. I'm just saying, you know, it may look different, but it's for the same purpose. It's for what? It's against the fiery darts that are being shot at you from these demons. And you believe me, they will shoot some diamond, some dots at you. Yes, they will. And they be in the form of looking like Christians and Jesus people. Hmm? Yeah. Spiritual wickedness in high places. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cover up. They got a cover up. They don't have on. It looks like the armor of God, but listen, when you look at it closely, it's just a substitute. It's not the real thing. You get the picture here. All right. Mm-hmm. And the 7th verse says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, see, after you done all that, you got to put on the rest of it. Your head has got to be covered. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your head has got to be covered. The helmet of salvation. Hmm? You should have that word in you, the word of God in you, that you can conquer anything, because with faith you can. Yes, you can. And when you have on the whole armor of God and that breastplate of righteousness is on you, you are covered. You need to know this, that the word of God is true. It will not fail you. The word of God will bring you out to bring you in to a better place in Jesus Christ. The word of God is forever ready when you are. Mm-hmm. It's oftentimes is you're the one not ready. God is always ready, but you're not ready. Hmm? Come on, talk to me now. You know that's the truth. You're not ready. Mm-hmm. Now let me tell you what the word has said in Corinthians right quick before I finish that off. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Mm-hmm. He said, starting the 3rd verse, said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Did you hear what he say? Mm-hmm. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. This is what I've been trying to tell you. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Yours and my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Do you hear what I'm saying? God has given us the power and authority, let me tell you, to pull down strongholds. Yes, he has. My. And he says, casting down. Now, this is what you're doing. Casting down imaginations, because where is it occurring? In your mind. All of this is in your mind. The thought patterns are in your mind. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now it's time for you to learn obedience. It's time for you to walk out in obedience so that you will know that God got your back. He got you covered every time. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God has you covered. Now, you may not think you are covered, but you are. Because when you put on the whole armor of God, oh, hallelujah, you're covered from head to toe. Every part is covered. Let me tell you, that's why he said, when you see the blood, he'll pass over you. When he see the blood, he'll pass over you, because his blood is precious. Yes, it is, and it covers. That's your armor. Oh, in the time of war, you are covered. You have somebody right in the battle with you. You have somebody that's fighting for you. You have somebody to give you the directives that you need in the time of battle. Oh, yes, you do. You got that helmet of salvation on. When you put it on and you told God, say, God, I'll go. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you it was going to be peaches and cream all the time. Because when you got to go for God, you're going to walk through the shadows of death sometime. Oh, yes, you will. Glory be to God. But he said death will have no power over you, because he gives you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. This is what the word of God says. I believe the word today. Do you believe it? Huh? You have the sword of the Spirit with you. Glory be to God. You have that today. You got it. So swing that sword all over. Cut the demons out. Cut them in half. Cut them in little bitty tiny pieces and stomp them down till they ain't nothing no more. Because you got the power. Huh? And after you done did all this, what did he tell you? Now, let me tell you, here is 6 pieces of armor that God gave you. 6 is the number of man. Let me tell you. Now, he gave you 6 pieces of armor to put on. Put them on. Put them on. Now, count them, huh? Now, think about it, because I say 6 is the number of man. Now, man was created on the sixth day, right? And then he told you, you got 6 days to labor. Now, start working and put the armor on. Start working now. Put the armor on. Put it on because he told you to put it on. Huh? That is your defensive equipment. You hear me? That is yours. He gave to you to put on. Now, when he put it in your hands, now put it on. Don't be selfish. Don't get, I want it my way. I'll put it on when I get ready. And when you put it on, when you get ready, what happens, huh? The devil whoop you down to nothing. And then you start asking God, why, God, why? Ain't the why. You should have followed directions. You should have followed what he told you to do. I provided some way for you to stay in my righteousness. You don't have to say, I yielded to temptation. He's provided you with something to keep you from that temptation. Now, you walked in that temptation because you wanted to. You wanted to, your eyes begin to lust after things. And when your eyes begin to lust after things, then you want to try the things that you are seeing. So you have done what? You have taken your breastplate of righteousness off. Your heart is not pure to God anymore. Huh? And your helmet on your head is shaky. Your salvation is very shaky now. See? Because you will not keep it in top condition. Huh? Cleaning, keep it clean through the word of God. Keep it clean through the word of God. You don't want to keep your garments clean. Polish it up. Polish that armor up. If it's a little dull, come on, polish it. Start today. Start it this hour doing it. We need you to do it this hour, because God gave it to you to keep. He didn't give it to you to put it on today and off tomorrow. No, he didn't. You are supposed to keep it. And I like what the 18th verse say, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Listen now, don't just pray. In the spirit, he wants you to pray. And watch. Hello, this is what we fail to do. Watch. with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We got to watch for one another. I know you say, I don't want you knowing my business and all that. You ain't got no business. What business? Huh? If he tell us to pray for all saints and watch too for you, now what business you got? Your business is my business. My business is your business. See? Because God has given us the direction to do what? Pray for you. Make supplications for you. Cry to God for you in the spirit. Not in the natural, not in the flesh. This is what we should do. This is what we are told to do. Huh? When you put that armor on and you are covered, cover somebody else. Huh? Cover somebody else. This is what you should do. He gave us 6 pieces of armor. And we are well covered from head to toe. Huh? Even spiritual. We are covered spiritually. Huh? Because we are made in his image and in his likeness. So therefore we are covered spiritually also. Because we dare to take on the parts of the armor that he's given us to do what? Preserve us until his coming. He preserves us until his coming. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all need to get with it now. Now it's time to start singing praises unto God. For his mighty acts among men, for all that he's done, he has already prepared you. He prepared you by with your feet with peace so you can do what? Go. Ye into all the world, he say, and preach his gospel. Teach his gospel. Huh? That's why your feet can go. Hello, somebody. Oh, my God. Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? The armor ain't too heavy. No, it's not. You ready to go now? Speak to your heart right now that you, out of a pure heart, tap your breath. Say, this is the breastplate of righteousness because God has given me a pure heart and I'm going to keep it pure. Don't go thinking evil all over again. Now, you did it. It's past. It's gone. It's through. Finis. So now, let us do what? Walk on with a pure heart. Having the sword of the Spirit with you, the word of God ever with you. Able, when you put that sword in your hand, you can do what? You can swing and wave that word of God all around you, everywhere you go, any enemy come. You have that sword of the Spirit. You can just wave that word of God all to and fro, all around, up and down, and he can't stand the power of God that's coming from that word. Oh, you know he can't. So exercise it today, will you? Will you exercise it? All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, that word is just doing something to my heart to know that God has transformed me from darkness into light, and therefore I'm the light of the world. And when I come, they see my armor because my armor is polished. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you can't penetrate my armor. Ah! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to let Brother Mike, I'm just saying, to have something to say today.
Praise the Lord. I wish she could have kept on going there. She was getting good there to meet you. And I want to listen to some more. You know, when she was talking about the whole armor of God, you know, we all have to be strapped up and put that armor on us, you know, because of the fact we need our protection. We have to keep protected and we have to stay protected because the devil is at us all kind of ways, from up, down, sideways, behind us, under our feet even also. So just like she said, you had to have them feet that be on stable ground. You have to be on that ground of righteousness. in order to keep fold, to keep out the mist. You know, we need to stand tall and have on our armor to keep it off of us, because of the fact if we can't ward off the devil's going to eat us up alive. And you know what? That's what he's here to do. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. And you know, we can't help ourselves if we're not equipped. If we're not equipped to have a battle, we have to be equipped to battle. We have to be ready when it comes. We have to be on guard. Because, you know, if we're not on guard and we're caught off guard, that means we're not ready. So let's get ready, people. Let's stay on point to be ready. Like she was talking about the sword, and I was thinking about the movie Star Wars all of a sudden. I don't know why that came, but she was talking about the sword, and I said, let's go, Martin. Let's go with a lifesaver. What they call the sword, and it's supposed to be in future days, supposed to be a lifesaver that Luke Skywalker is wielding. It's like a sword, but it's a light. And I was thinking about that. I say, now, you know, that kind of goes right along with the subject. You know, if you're going to wield that sword is nothing but a lifesaver to you. And you have to, and we have to be ready with our lifesavers and with our swords. We have to be ready to ward off these things that's coming. You have to have your breastplate on to keep off the fiery darts, and you also have your sword to knock off the fiery darts and knock off the enemy that's coming at you. You have to block all these things, but that's the way you have to keep your mind focused. If you don't stay focused in what you're doing, how are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? Because all you're doing is giving the devil playing for confusion, giving them for you to be slow-footed, because you're going to be slow to put on your armor. You're going to be contempt the way you are. You know, we just all got to get out of all these bad situations that we're in, because of the fact of the matter is we don't need to be lazy toward putting on our old armor. And that's the problem with a lot of us Christians today, is we're lazy. We have to get out that laziness that consumes us sometimes, because we either have doubt, we have laziness, we have fear of whatever comes, we panic. You know, we have to get out of all of these situations and all these habits. We got to have enough faith to go along and to go through. And I think that's what we were talking about the other day, is about having that faith, having enough faith to put on the armor, having enough faith to make sure that all these things are ward off of us. If we don't have the faith to put it on, what's the point? The point of the matter is we need to have enough faith to put on the armor that it's going to be our protection. If we don't be without our protection, what's going to happen to us? We're going to fall into it. We're going to fall into the devil's hand. And this is what we're trying not for you to do, to fall into the devil's hand, to try not to fall into the path of what leads us to the unrighteousness. Let's try to stay in the righteousness. Let's try to stay in the pathway of God. Let's try to stay up underneath the arm of God, in the hand of God. But if we don't do these things and learn how to do these things, then we're going to fall into the enemy. And this is what we're trying not to do. We're trying not to let you fall into the enemy. We're trying not to let people fall into the enemy, what's going on. Because the enemy is here to kill, steal, and to destroy. And if the enemy destroys you, what good are you? You're no good anymore, because that's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to keep you from doing right. The enemy wants to keep you from the righteousness of God, because he got all the sinners out there, so he's coming after the righteous people. So let's try to stay righteous, because we know what's coming on against us, and we need to find out what devil is on us. Because like Apostle say, everybody has a sign to a devil, so you need to find out what that devil is. That could be the baddest, the littlest thing that annoys you. You don't know what it is, But you have to pray to find out and ask God what it is so you'll know what to pray for and what to ask God to get off you. See, the point of matter is if you don't pray and you don't understand what's going on, then therefore you're lacking. Therefore, you're being lazy again and slow-footed. See, let's try not to be so slow-footed at things. See, a lot of times people are slowful. And what I mean by being slowful is they take their time by doing things when God wants you to do it right then. He needs you to be on your toes, to be on God. But the more we be so slowful and so slow-minded, and that's when things happen to us. We need to keep these things off of us by not being slow-footed and slow-mindedness. Because once we're slow-mindedness and we're keeping things behind us and not trying to catch up. See, the point of the matter is we're staying behind. We're not trying to catch up to the Lord. We're staying behind. We're in wait-and-see mode. When we don't need to be in wait-and-see mode, we need to be in attack mode. Because once we put on that armor, it's about to be a war. It's about to be to go down now. Now we need to step forth. We need to be ready with our sword, our breastplate, our shield. We need to have it all on. Our girdle for our loins, we need to have it all on. We need to be ready. And don't forget your helmet. We need to have it all on because the devil is going to attack you at your weakest point. So that's what you need to understand. You can't go out there and fight a battle halfway dressed. That's when things happen, when we go out there half-baked. That's, let me just say, we go out there half-baked. We need to be all the way ready. We need to be all the ready. We need to be fulfilled in what we do. See, God will sustain us. But we have to be willing to be sustained. We have to be willing to be all right with God trying to help us. But a lot of times, see, we get in problems is when we try to do it ourselves. We can't do it by ourselves anymore. It don't work that way. And let me just stop saying anymore because we never could do it by ourselves. But yet still man try. Put it this way, man cannot be God. God is God. Let's just get that out of the way. Because of the fact of the matter, man is trying to take on God traits when it's not possible and not feasible for him to do that. Because we're God's children. See, a lot of times the children try to be the parents. See, we can't be the parent to God. God is our parent. That's what's wrong with the world today. The children try to be the parent and try to beat the parents up. We can't do that with God. Matter of fact, our arms are too short to box with God. We're too small and narrow-minded to even think like God. We need to understand all these things. See, we need to come unto the mindful watch of the Word of God. We need to come unto the understanding of the Word of God. We need to be in that fold and that mixture to where we understand where we're going, how we are, what's attacking us, what's being around us. See, a lot of times we be unaware of what's around us. We be unaware of the minefield we're in, of the war zone that we're entering. Because a lot of times we're in places we're not supposed to be. A lot of times we have people around us that's out to get us. A lot of times these things happen. And we have to be on guard 24/7 because of the fact of the matter, the enemy even attacks you in your sleep. So if you don't pray before you go to bed and go to sleep, therefore the enemy is going to attack you. We need to stand on guard even when we're asleep. See, a lot of times we don't understand that, but yet still it happens. Things happen. God is there to help us. But we have to reach out and pull ourselves up too. We have to put on that armor. We have to be ready for that war. We have to be ready for the minefield that we're about to step in. We have to be on guard at all times. We have to be on our toes. We have to put that shield of faith up is the main thing that we have to get established, because without that shield of faith, what are we going to do? We're just nobody. We're just hollow. We're just going through the motions. This is what we're trying not to do. We're trying not to go through the motions. We're trying to tell you not to just go through the motions. We're trying to tell you to be excited, to be involved, to be to get with the program when you get with God and you understand where it's coming from, what's going on, especially when the enemy is attacking you. When the enemy is attacking you, what do you have? What do you are you on guard? Are you ready when the enemy attacks you? Do you understand where the enemy is coming from? Because the enemy is going to come at you at all different directions. You never know when the enemy attacks you. It can be the smallest thing going to lead to a big thing. It can be a big thing that's going to lead to a whole lot of big things. So we got to understand what's going on. How is it interfering with your life and interfering with God? Because a lot of times that's what it is, the obstruction of God, the obstruction of your salvation. And this is what we're trying to get you to see. Don't let these things obstruct you from your salvation, because a lot of times this obstruction does come, and we have to stay on point and we have to stay ready. When we put on our armor of God, we have to be ready to ward off all these things that come at us, because it's going to come at us. And let me tell you, it comes at me, and I know it comes at you. So let's not be fooled by this that we're not, nothing never happens to me. I'm all right. I'm so saved till nothing never happens. Something happens because of the fact that always something happens, because the devil's going to attack you some kind of way. You might be short on a bill that you're worrying about. You might be worrying about something in your house. You might be sick. It's a number of things that come at you. So let's not just say that we don't worry about it, because God is there. God is there with us, but a lot of times we have to worry about the enemy that's coming in, because we the one leave ground for the enemy to come in. That's when we have that doubt. That's when we have that little bit of faith, when we don't have that faith enough to believe in God, that God is going to take care of the problem. And that's where it comes in at. We have to have enough belief in God that he's going to take care of the problem. We got to have enough faith in God that the problem will be solved and the problem will be handled. But that's where it comes into the armor. The armor comes into when you have to have enough. Number one, you got to have enough faith to put on the armor. Let's go with that. You got to have enough faith to put on the armor that you're going to be protected. Do you have enough faith to put on the armor? That's a good question. Do you have enough faith to put on the armor? Okay, my time is up, and I'm going to put on Sister Diane to give you the things today of the announcements. Go ahead, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, it's so good to have that word, because let me tell you, you don't know when you're going to need that word and when you have to stand on faith to use that word and know that you have the power to use that word. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And I tell you, it's been some awesome word coming forth like never before. I tell you, write it down on a piece of paper, write a website, write the number down, and share it. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746. code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. You can also tune in every Monday, that's every Monday at 3 p.m. to Deacon Michael, and that call-in number is 917-889-2211, 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Don't forget now. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then you said you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.